Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Tom Meaney, chief financial officer for Microsystems. The company trades on the bulletin board, and ticker symbol is MMKRS. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Good morning, Juan.
Good morning. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Microsystems for some of our listeners here that may be new to your story.
Sure. The company was founded back in the 80s and as a spinoff from General Electric, and we sold the company to DRS Technologies, most of it in 1998, and restarted the company again in 2002. And we've been focused mainly with the United States Navy's surface ship market, and we've developed a what I consider a flagship product. It's 6 years in development, about $8 million of money in development, and we have a product now going aboard virtually all of the U.S. Navy ships. It's about $200,000 per ship, and we're looking at a fairly large market of almost 800 ships across the world. And so we're very excited about the fact that we've received a $26 million contract from the U.S. Navy this year, and we're just starting to book orders into that contract. We have had 7 straight years of since we restarted the company of increased revenues and profit. We've been profitable every year, and the year that we're in now, 2010, which ends in end of December, will be our best year so far. We'll be doing close to $5 million, and the growth looks like it's going to continue through 2011 and 12.
Certainly. And so what were some of the drivers behind the company's Q3 results from last month, which were particularly strong?
Yes, we finally started delivering the ADEPT product, which is a readiness tool. It's similar to a lunchbox computer with test equipment in it, and it greatly improves the readiness of the SPY-1 radar on these ships. This is a $100 million radar on these Aegis ships, and we were also able to troubleshoot the equipment from 5 or 10,000 miles away over a satellite, so it gives great flexibility to the Navy's warfighting group. So we're just starting to ship these, and that's what is driving the revenues and the profits to new levels for this year, Juan.
Certainly, and perhaps you could talk to us a little bit more about some of your products and services and where we may be able to find them.
Sure. Yeah, we have some classified programs with the Naval Warfare Center. We won't go into those right now. They get into mission planning. But we are working very closely with some strategic partners, one of them being LM Ericsson, where we're working with the National Guards selling cellular equipment for emergency response for hurricanes and so on. We also have another strategic relationship with Ocean Power Technologies in Pennington, New Jersey. They have a series of products harvesting energy from the ocean, and we're working with the U.S. Navy to use that technology to build equipment for sensing harbors and the littoral warfare areas. We have a number of other small study areas, but our main thrust for the future is this ADEPT equipment going aboard the U.S. Navy ships.
Well, great. So talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends right now in your sector, Tom, and how well-positioned you believe that Micros is to capitalize on them.
Sure. The defense budget has been strong over the last few years, and, of course, you have to always worry about some setbacks in today's environment. But we're in a very strong sector, Juan. Most of our funding comes from modernization programs, not necessarily new shipbuilding or new brand new programs. So there's a huge fleet out there that has to be supported day to day, and the modernization budget is very strong, and is good for at least 5 to 10 years. So from that point of view, the other thing is we don't have much competition, which always is a little worrisome, but and we will eventually get more competition. But we have a very large market that we're addressing. It's like an $80 million market when you look at what it costs per ship to install this equipment and the number of ships that are available for the market. The barrier of entry is relatively high. Like you said, we spent considerable funding, U.S. government funding and some of our own funding to develop this equipment. So we've got really a 4 or 5 year jump. And the fact that it came from a small business, innovative research origin with the Navy, we have exclusive rights on the data. They must continue to come to us sole source. So we feel like we're very well positioned for growth into the next couple of years this way.
Well, great. And what would you say makes Micros unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in your sector?
Yeah, sure. Well, we have a lot of people will say we're close to the customer, but we really live with the customer daily and weekly. We're in Washington, right in the buildings with all the customers every single week, 2 or 3 days a week, and so we're. They know us. They know what we can do. And we have some very talented engineering and software developers. An awful lot of the so-called secret sauce of our product is in the software, and we develop that software ourselves. And we work closely with the Navy. The requirements, the mission requirements for the Navy keeps changing. For example, the ballistic missile defense threat. Which we all have been reading about, what we have in our product is a very unique way to align and tune the radar transmitters to best detect these targets. And that's one of the reasons why there's been pretty much a big rush to get this equipment on the ships because of that threat. And when we're so close to the customer, we monitor the requirements and the threat and change our equipment to suit. So we're very real-time and adaptive with the customer.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Tom, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Sure, Juan. My background is engineering, and we built a company a number of years ago and sold it to United Technologies, and I spent a number of years there. In working in the international and the domestic markets, mainly with the government. The board of directors that we have at Micros is particularly talented. We had actually our chairman, Admiral Wayne Meyer, the father of Aegis, just passed away about a year ago. They named one of the Aegis ships for him, the USS Wayne Meyer. We also have retired Admiral Tom Lynch, who ran the Naval Academy and was a battle group commander during the Persian Gulf War on the USS George Washington. And we also have Paul Kasner, who was chief operating officer of DRS Technologies, a $3 to $4 billion defense contractor, and Tom Schaffnet, who is from the automotive sector. My engineering group are all graduate engineers, a number with masters, and they've been working in the electronics industry, the digital electronics industry, most of their lives. It's a fairly young group we have in the software end of things. And my background, engineering, but we've built a number of companies. This is like the third company we've built, and we're finding it more exciting than ever.
Great. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Sure. Well, we have this $26 million basic order agreement that is in place, which makes it very, very easy to, when we find funding, to put it under contract. So often these contracts take a year or so to get going, but we have one that we can move to right away. What we're trying to do, Juan, we have a roadmap where we have all the ships in the surface fleet, both domestic and international, and the equipment's on these ships. And what we want to do is get the ADEPT equipment for distance support and readiness of the radars or whatever on all these ships. We put initially two, but right now we're only on two classes of ships, the destroyers and the cruisers, and now we're looking at the big deck amphibs, the carriers, the submarines, the Coast Guard, and then our international friends, of which there's a number of hundreds of those, really. So we're addressing over the next 3 or 4 years a very clearly defined $80 to $100 million market. And we have this small company, and we're doing this without competition nipping at our heels so far. And so we're going to have to expand. We're going to need more engineering and more business development people. We are building – we have a facility in Florida now in the St. Petersburg area where we're actually manufacturing this equipment. And but what we want to do is follow this roadmap, the very clearly defined market, and go after more equipments and more ships as fast as we can.
Certainly. And when it comes to investors and the financial community, Tom, do you believe that the microsystems story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
That's a really good question. I don't know that it's – I think it's almost like a best-kept secret. I don't think we really have advertised or publicized as well as we could have or should have how well we're doing. We right now we're spending our time just really trying to build the company. I mean, we have 7 years of increased revenue, increased profitability, no debt, and the cash just keeps building. So we're strong, but the numbers are still pretty small. But we've been really growing at, I calculated, about 30% a year. So I think that the company is undervalued, but of course I guess most of your CEOs will say that. But I think I've got good reason to say it now. I see no reason that this growth shouldn't sustain and keep going. The market's large, and we're just at the tip of the market. Maybe the first 5%. But I think it's. It's an exciting story, and I would like to have more people get to know it.
Certainly, and so once again joining us today is Tom Meaney, Chief Financial Officer of Microsystems Corporation. The company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is MMKRS, and currently trading at 17 cents a share. The market cap is north of $5 million. And we were discussing the company's positive Q3 results. And so before we conclude, Tom, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider microsystems as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yes. For the long term, I think the growth certainly is there now. And we have this market that we're addressing, which if we're doing $5 million this year and so much more next year, we've got an $80 to $100 million market that we can identify right now. So I see 5, 6, 7 years of continued growth if we manage things properly, and that should reflect itself in the stock price because with that revenue growth is earnings growth. We've had almost linear earnings growth with the revenue growth. So it doesn't take much to figure if you're growing at this rate what the earnings per share will be in, say, 3 years.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Tom, and to update our investors on microsystems.
Thank you, Juan. It was my pleasure.